3. A boy's best friend is his mother. Norman Bates and Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Years later, he would be asked the same question time and again. Tell us something about her, Eddie. What was your mother like? As soon as he started to think about her, his eyes would fill with tears and his throat grow so swollen that he'd have trouble swallowing. She was pure goodness, he'd finally say. Not like the others. They got what was coming to them. But she didn't deserve so much suffering. All her life, she had slaved and prayed and struggled to save him from the evils of the world, and he had tried to be as good as possible. But somehow he always seemed to fail her. He remembered the time she had put a few coins in his hand and instructed him to go to the German bakery a block from their home to buy a loaf of bread. They were still living in La Crosse, so he couldn't have been more than 7. Somehow, by the time he reached the shop, the coins were gone. For a long time, he stood on the street corner, fighting back tears, terrified to go home. When he finally did find the courage to return and confess, his voice convulsed by sobs, she looked down at him with that mixture of bitterness and sorrow that never failed to fill him with the deepest self-hatred. "You dreadful child," she had said in a quiet, heartbroken voice more awful than any scream. "Only a mother could love you." She would never have made such a stupid, unforgivable mistake. Whatever needed to be done, Augusta Gein could always be counted on to do it right without foul-ups or complaints. She was by far the ablest one in the family, and the strongest. When he thought back to his childhood, he usually pictured her standing in their old grocery shop, an immense, looming presence who did nearly all the work, waited on the customers, handled the cash register, kept the books. Meanwhile, her poor excuse of a husband, his father, shuffled about the store in that shrunken, defeated way of his, rearranging the goods on the shelves according to her directions and occasionally delivering groceries. If Augusta had any flaws, her younger son wasn't aware of them. He knew that it might be a sacrilege even to think it, but in his eyes she was no less infallible than God. He recalled a time, it was in fact his earliest memory of her, when he was just a toddler. He was standing...